Blake's in the building. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to the Mid-South Podcast. I'm your host, Don Enemy, founder, CEO, and president of Mid-South Dominators LLC. Throughout this podcast, we will have in-depth discussions on everyday issues from music and business, tips on investing, being successful, and much more. Be sure to subscribe to our website to stay up to date on new episodes and more. Flex in the building. Yo, yo, how y'all doing out there? Peace to the heavyweights and the dominators. I'm Don Enemy, also known as Big Don. And I appreciate all the dominators and heavyweights for tuning in to episode 3 of the Welcome to the Mid-South Podcast. Oh yeah, this episode we'll be covering self-sabotage, the behaviors of self-sabotage, and some key things you can do to stop self-sabotaging your success in your personal and business life. Now I encourage you to listen to this with an open mind of possibilities and a vision of longevity.
Flex in the building.
Big Don. Hey, thank y'all for tuning in to episode 3 of the Welcome to the Mid-South Podcast. I want to start this episode by thanking all the heavyweights and dominators for all y'all support out here. Whether it streams on our major music platforms, whether it's our social platforms from Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. We just appreciate everything from the support to our website, MidSouthDominators.com. The new apparel store that we just opened up, Mid-South Dominators LLC Custom Apparel. We appreciate your purchases, man, y'all subscriptions, tuning in to the podcast. Everything that we got going on in Domination Nation, man, we really appreciate it, and we're going to make sure we keep dominating just for y'all.
Flex in the building.
All right, in this episode, we're covering self-sabotage. And self-sabotage refers to the behaviors, thought patterns that hold you back and prevent you from doing what you want to do in this world, actively or passively taking steps to prevent yourself from reaching your own goals. No, and believe it or not, some of these behaviors are common and very normal. The behaviors usually stem from the feelings of anxiety, anger, or worthlessness. That's why we have to manage our emotions to prevent behaviors that have negative consequences or affect others in bad ways.
Flex in the building.
All right, now I want to tell you the top 10 revealing signs of self-sabotaging behaviors. But before I get into that, I want to let all my heavyweights and dominators know that I do extensive research and due diligence behind the topics that I talk about in my podcast, and I have lived these experiences and been through these things myself. So I've also self-reflected on myself in this world to understand that I'm no different. Well, none of us are immune to the trials and tribulations of this world. So with that being said, I do my research on the things that I talk about, and I have had my experiences with them, and those are the reasons why I talk to them. So let's get to it.
Flex in the building.
Alright, now here are the 10 revealing signs of self-sabotaging behaviors according to happierhuman.com. Number one would be self-criticism. You know, that voice in your head that fills you with self-doubt. You know, it makes you think you're not good enough, so in the end, you're not believing in yourself and you lose your self-worth. Number two, negativity. You don't see the beauty in the world or in anything, and you always have negative comments to say about everything. Number three, procrastination. Stop and think about what you're really putting off and avoiding when you're procrastinating. Think about it beyond just, I don't feel like doing this task right now. Number four, disorganization. Organizing your life takes time, but once you get the hang of it, things will get much easier. Think about organizing your space and your time, keeping track of all your commitments. Number five, imposter syndrome. Remind yourself every day that your success all boils down to your capabilities. Your actions, attitude, and character are all under your control. Number six, overindulgence. Overeating, getting wasted, substance abuse, binge watching, etc. Anything you do in excess to avoid unpleasant feelings is a sign that you're self-sabotaging yourself. Number seven, initiating conflicts. Having open and honest communication with the people around you is very important. However, you need to remember to practice self-control to avoid having regrets in the end. Number eight, out of focus. Learn to appreciate the things you have no matter how small they are. Appreciate your own abilities, capabilities, and count your blessings. Number nine, comparisons. Comparisons won't motivate you to do more or be better. It will only make you feel like you will never be good enough, and as a result, you feel bad and stop believing in yourself. Number 10, questioning your purpose. People who self-sabotage themselves always ask themselves their purpose in life. They feel worthless and inadequate, so their self-esteem suffers in the end. Everyone has some purpose in life, and now it's time to find yours and notice yours.
Flex in the building.
Now, one of the common and very normal behaviors of self-sabotaging is defense mechanism. You know, self-sabotagers need the perfection, which causes denial of flaws. They will not allow you to freely love them. Everything has to be perfect, which is obviously a dreamland. We all have imperfections.
Flex in the building.
Here are 8 ways to stop self-sabotaging your success, according to entrepreneur.com. Number 1, understand what self-sabotage is. Number 2, recognize self-sabotaging habits and behaviors. Number 3, identify the root causes of self-sabotage. Number 4, take time for self-reflection. Number 5, find your inner positive voice. Number 6, change your pattern of behavior. Number 7, make small but meaningful changes. Number 8, set goals and make plans.
Flex in the building.
Now, and this also goes well with relationships, you know, and self-sabotage, you know. And where that comes at in a relationship is when you're actively trying to ruin your own relationship or make it fall apart, rather it's consciously or subconsciously. You know, and some of the behaviors of self-sabotaging in a relationship, one of the key and very common and very normal behaviors is stonewalling. You know, refusing to communicate with another person, with your spouse, or intentionally shutting down or silent treatments, you know, which puts any relationship in jeopardy of failure. And also some common behaviors and traits of self-sabotage that can mess up a relationship is, you know, lying is one of the number one things. Number 2 would be a lack of respect. Number 3, gaslighting. 4, a lack of follow through. You know, tell someone you're going to do something and then you don't come through. And number 5, distractions. Distracted by everything in the world, you know. Okay, of course, obviously lying, you know, rather that's, you know, not telling the whole truth or intentionally lying, that's going to put any relationship in the world in jeopardy, you know, because then people don't like to be lied to. Some people do, but I prefer not to be personally. And also a lack of respect, you know, no matter what, we're all human beings, you know, so we want to respect each other on that level. You know, if I'm a man, you're a man. If you're a woman, you're a woman. You know, it's no above, no below. And gaslighting, almost manipulation of, you know, trying to make someone feel like, you know, their mind is messing with them, or trying to make them recall events that didn't happen, or force them to believe things that it didn't happen, so they feel bad, and you know, that's gaslighting. And then the lack of follow through. He says he's gonna do this and he doesn't come through on his word on what he said he's gonna do, but this is a regular behavior that happens often, then you know, that's one of those things that's gonna, you know, come back to bite him in the ass in the end. And also distraction. Putting everything before, you know, what's really important to you, you know, giving focus to everything else but what needs to be watered. You know, it's like a plant. You can't just plant a plant and then go live your life. You know, you got to make sure it's getting sunlight. You got to make sure you're watering it and you're taking care of it. It's everything else in this world. We got to be nurtured in order to grow. So whatever you're doing out here, just make sure you're nurturing your seeds that you're planting. Make sure you're watering them daily. Make sure you're giving them proper sunlight and you're talking to them and singing to them and giving them all the love so they can grow and sprout to be as best as they can.
Flex in the building.
Here are the 4 things to do when your spouse self-sabotages, according to Simbas.com. Number 1. Realize the outcome is not your responsibility. Number 2, do not be an enabler. Number 3, reinforce and validate positive attitudes and actions when you observe them. Number 4, get to the root of the fear. Number 5, and this is just a bonus one, pray for your spouse.
Flex in the building.
Now I want to talk about husband and wife power duo who are dedicated to helping others build healthy relationships and marriages. number one New York Times best-selling authors, Dr. Les and Leslie Parrott. Married in 1984, Leslie is a marriage and family therapist, and Les is a clinical psychologist. Every year they speak in over 40 cities. Audiences include churches and Fortune 500 company boardrooms. The website is full of healthy tips for strong relationships and can also help build strong business partnerships. The website is symbis.com. That's S-Y-M-B-I-S.com.
Flex in the building.
Thank you for tuning in to episode 3 of the Welcome to the Mid-South podcast. This episode we cover self-sabotage, the behaviors of self-sabotage, and some key things you can do to stop self-sabotaging your success in your personal and business life. I hope this episode gave you a new outlook on the control of your success, to reevaluate and make the necessary changes. Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. Remember, you are your business card, logo, and your brand. So represent yourselves with value, heavyweights, and dominators. See you next round.
Flex in the building.
Dominate with us through the rest of this podcast. And remember,
stay out on business way.
By the end of this podcast, I would like to know that you have evaluated your position in your life and you have a fresh outlook on your new journey to success. Dominate is what we do, so put your effort and care into all of your crafts. Everything we do is art. Your art is your resume, catalog, and your advertisement. Market yourself for success. And once again, thank you for tuning in. Welcome to the Mid-South Podcast. I'm your host, Dying Enemy. Until next time, peace to the heavyweights and dominators.
Flex in the building.